Please take your Bibles and turn now to Ephesians chapter 6, and let's stand as we read the first three verses of this chapter. Hear now God's holy and inspired word from Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and that you may live long on the earth. Thus far, the reading of God's holy and inspired word.
Thanks be to God.
We've been looking over the past several weeks at what the Apostle Paul is doing as he begins to draw together the important teachings of the first part of this letter. He's beginning to make application to all of the family of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we saw in the last chapter that he addressed wives in their most important duty of submission to their husbands in the Lord. We saw that he addressed husbands as to our important obligation to love our wives even as Christ loves the church. And now he comes to the children in the congregation, and he begins to address you, and Paul is telling you something that is very hard for you to do. Remember, that's what Paul is doing in each one of these instances. He's taking the thing that is perhaps the hardest to do, and he's talking about it first. And so he says to you, children, that you are to obey your parents. Now, I know it's hard sometimes. I know, especially when you're little, that sometimes you think that your parents are being unfair with you, or that they want you to do things that are tough or unpleasant, or that they won't let you do what you really want to do. You may even think that one day you're going to get to be an adult, and when you become an adult, then you won't have to listen to anyone anymore. And I'm sorry to tell you, that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. You're not ever going to reach a place where you don't have to listen to others or you don't have to obey others anytime in your life. Even as adults, we have to do that. All of us have to obey God, and all of us are placed in responsibilities and relationships at school, at work, in the family, where we must obey someone. And so you're never going to reach a point where you don't have to listen anymore. But what God is saying to you, young people, that are still at home, that are still living under your parents' roof, is that you are to obey your parents in the Lord, and always, whether you're living at home or not, always you are to honor them. Command is to obey. Obedience. God wants you to obey, and that's a simple word. It means do what they say. Do what they say. Do what they say because they love you. Now, I know sometimes it feels kind of hard. Sometimes you wonder about whether or not they love you because they told you something that you don't want to do, but they do indeed love you. And I know the parents are going to tell you this, but it's true. And as you get older, you'll find out. You will discover that they do have your best interest at heart. They really do love you. And even when they tell you tough stuff, they mean that because they love you. You see, God holds mom and dad responsible for you little ones. God holds them responsible. And so you are to obey them because Jesus Christ tells you to obey them. He wants you to do this if you love Him. And so, young ones, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, your responsibility at home right now is to obey your parents. Now, the Bible tells us some interesting things about what it means as a child to obey. And I'm going to start with a tough one. I mean a really hard one. This is where the Bible says don't ever fight with or curse your parents. It's a very serious matter. In the Old Testament, Exodus 21:15 says, "And he who strikes his father or his mother shall surely be put to death." God took that very, very seriously. God did not want young folks to do what so many seem to want to do today. He says, "For everyone who curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death. His blood shall be upon him." God wants you to obey, and that means listen to what your parents tell you. Proverbs 1:8 says, "My son, hear the instruction of your father. Do not forsake the law of your mother." And you're to keep it. You're to do it. Because Proverbs goes on and says, "My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother." So don't make fun of your folks. Don't hate them for what they say. Don't talk back to them. All those things are forbidden by the Word of God. Instead, you're to obey and you're to show honor. Honor's a tough word. Honor is love and respect and reverence and obedience. It's what comes from inside you. It's an attitude that you've got. You see, what that means is when mom tells you you can't have a cookie before lunch, that you're not supposed to just leave the kitchen and not have the cookie, but then go in your room and grumble about what she said, but she can't hear you. You're not supposed to do that. You're to have an attitude of wanting to do what God says to do in order to please God. You know who did that? Jesus, our Lord, did that. Jesus obeyed Joseph and Mary. He did what they told him to do, and he honored them when he was a boy. And let's remember what happened. You remember the story of where Jesus, when he was 12 years old, was taken up with his family and some other relatives, and they went to Jerusalem at the time of the Passover. And then everybody was leaving, and they did like some folks have done that have mom and dad and grandma and grandpa at church. Mom and dad thought the kids were with grandma and grandpa, and grandma and grandpa thought the kids were with mom and dad, and lo and behold, they all got home and discovered somebody's been left behind. Well, that's what was happening with Jesus. They were in the caravan, they're on their way back home, and Joseph and Mary began to look for Jesus, and they thought he was probably with one of the relatives or one of their friends, and they began to search for him in the caravan. They couldn't find him, and they began to panic. Just imagine that. They would really panic. If you've ever lost your children somewhere, like in a... When my girls were little, they used to love to hide under the racks of clothing in a clothing store. You know, those racks that hang down. Because you can get in the center, those big round racks that had the clothes that hang on them. You can get in the center of that and you can hide out. It makes a really neat castle or something, I guess. And it's kind of scary for parents when all of a sudden you look around and they're not there. And so just imagine how Joseph and Mary felt, and they were panicky, and they went back to Jerusalem looking for Jesus. They searched all over the place, and where they finally found him was at church. They found him at the temple in Jerusalem, and they found him sitting with the elders there, and the elders were questioning him, and he was questioning them, and he was giving them some tremendous answers. And they took him home. And the Bible says this. I want you to think about the fact also that Joseph and Mary, even though they were Christian parents, they were not perfect, and Jesus was perfect. Now, you're not perfect, okay? And your parents are not perfect. I know that. I know your parents. I know you. You're not perfect. I know me. I'm not perfect. Jesus was. But the Bible says he went down with them to Nazareth and was subject or obedient to them. Jesus obeyed Joseph and Mary. A perfect child, the only one that's ever lived, obeyed imperfect, sinful parents, Joseph and Mary. And therefore, if Jesus obeyed his parents, you must obey your parents too. So how do you obey them? You obey them in the Lord, it says. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. You're to obey your parents not only because you love them. You're to obey your parents not only because you're thankful to God for them. You're to obey your parents because you love Jesus. You're to obey your parents because you love Jesus. And you're to obey them as you would obey Jesus. That means that when they ask you or tell you to do something, you ought to go ahead and do it without making a fuss or asking why. And that means that you shouldn't groan and complain about doing things that are hard, difficult, or tough. I know sometimes it's hard to learn your times table. And I know that mom and dad will work with you or trying to get you to memorize those multiplication tables, and they're hard, they're tough, and you don't want to do it. I went to kindergarten and came back after the first day and told my mother I had learned all I needed to know. And that wasn't exactly the case. There were lots of things I had to learn, and there are lots of things you need to learn, too. Don't groan. Don't complain. Learn. Now, there is one time that you have a right to disobey your parents or any adult, and that's if they ask you to do something that the Bible says is wrong. If any adult, whether it's a parent or a relative or a friend, asks you to do something that you know the Bible says is wrong, that you're not supposed to do, and especially if they say, don't ever tell anybody about this, then you must disobey them. You must say, I can't do that, and then tell your parents about what's happened. It's not tattling, it's okay. The Lord Jesus would want you to do that because you want to honor Him. But, and here's the point, unless they ask you to do something that is wrong according to the Bible, you must obey them in the Lord. Why? Well, God says it's right. It's right. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. It's right to obey them. It means that this is what God says to do. It is the righteous thing to do. You are obeying God when you obey your parents. And there's a great promise that's attached to this. The promise is, which is the first commandment with promise, Paul says, that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. The first commandment with a promise. And that means it's very important to recognize. It means that showing obedience to your parents is showing obedience to God. And God says He will bless you if you do it. It will be well with you. Disobey Christian parents is not good in the eyes of God, and it's not healthy for you. If your parents tell you not to put your hand on a flame on the stove when you're a little one, they're trying to protect you. They don't want you to be hurt. I know that those flames look pretty, and I know that sometimes when you're little, you want to reach out and touch something like that, but when they tell you no, they mean no. And if they have to stop you from doing it, they'll do it. They may slap your hand out of the way, and they may spank you if you insist on trying to do it so that you'll help remember that you're not supposed to do that. And I know spanking hurts, but spanking doesn't last long. They spanked you to keep you from being seriously hurt, because if you'd stuck your hand on that fire, you could really have hurt yourself badly and for a long time. Sometimes parents have to spank you to keep you from being hurt worse by something else. And when they do, they're doing what they know is best for you. And so, if you learn to live by what your Christian parents tell you, not only will it please God, but it will also help you learn how to live in God's world. You'll live a long life, it says. If you learn to live by the teachings of your Christian parents, you'll learn how to respect and obey and live with others. You see, your home right now with mom and dad and you and sister and brother and whoever else is there, your home is a place where you learn how to get along when you get to become a mom or a dad, when you get to be a big brother, when you get to be someone who is dealing with someone else. You're going to learn a lot of things. You'll learn how to live with others. And you'll live a long time by being obedient to your parents and to the Lord. Now, if you're disobedient to your parents, it may happen that you may live a long life, but you will not be well spiritually, and God will not be pleased. And so, young folks, if you're still living in your parents' home, you've got one duty that God wants you to do, that Jesus wants you to do, that He talks about right here. He says, obey your parents. Don't talk back. Don't fight with them. Don't lie to them. Don't ignore what they say to do. If you do that, if you are obedient and you're not someone who lies to them all the time, if you're not someone who says, yes, I'll do it, and then goes off and does something else and ignores what they say, then you're showing that you really love them. You do what they ask you to do. And you're doing something that pleases Jesus Christ. You're going to be blessed. You'll be blessed with spiritual blessings because it will be for your good spiritually. And you'll live long in the pleasure of God. You see, here's the point of all of this. Just think about this as you go home. If you learn to do what they tell you about earthly things, about physical things, like not putting your hand on a flame on the stove, you're going to live a long life physically. But if you learn to do what they tell you about spiritual things, trust in Jesus Christ, pray to Him for salvation, and live for Him day by day by faith, you will live forever spiritually. Let's pray.